Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, welcome to Keep the Ball in the Ground!
What a replacement for the big man.
What an upgrade.
I thought he was getting rid of him anyway.
The big man had a great week last week, didn't he? Oh, mate.
Get a picture up for
Andy,
the camera.
I'm worried about him. Did that happen with
me? No, that happened with me. The old balloon space. The swollen.
Oh, mate, he's in a bad way.
I think he was bad before, mate. Wait till you see this, Ken. Holy fuck.
Is that not him normal? I thought that was a couple of weeks ago.
Look at that.
Elephant man.
He was outstanding.
What's up with him?
I think he only done it the day after he got all that abuse, so it was an excuse to stay after. Who was it that done his hair? Edward Peterson's,
aye. He was trending on Twitter.
That's a fear, mate, isn't it?
But I think it was the same with me when I was trending after the Scottish Cup draw. Me and the producer Open Goal were like, yes, we're trending. And then we were trending for getting slaughtered, you know, for a good bite. Yeah. So,
hey, everyone's got a right to their opinion, mate. But when it, one thing in particular, they said, when he said Carter Vickers was getting to the ball, that's a shocker.
Have you ever been trending on Twitter?
Just that once?
Probably, but
I've trended twice. So.
What was it? What was
my walk on the first time I done a walk on with a big leopard print jacket. Remember I walked out the tenant show, lit the room up. That was the first time, and the second one was the Scottish Cup draw where I had a nightmare.
And what was the worst thing that somebody said about you when you read it?
I can't even remember now. I couldn't read it. It was on the way back for Peterhead. Remember we were on the motor?
So you've got a 3-hour journey back and you're trending on Twitter?
Oh my God, I trended.
Oh, that's the fear, mate.
You were good when you done the Scottish Cup draw?
No, I got annihilated for that.
Number 5.
So see that, Andy? You're right. Because I was nervous and I did feel my horn shaking. What I would do is try to emphasise the ball and really force it out. But I was doing it to hide the shaky horn and it came across brutal.
By the way,
you see me your dad's boys, so didn't you? Pulling them out his pants.
Do you remember Kev on the cold cobs for that, Peter?
What did he say? What did he turn around trying to say a word and he couldn't?
That's right. What a guy. Kev, you been a good weekend?
Good, mate.
You've been holding, mate.
Mate, I was in Madrid last week for the Man City Real Madrid game.
Oh, seen you with the boys?
Aye, with the wee man. Just with the wee man, brilliant.
How the other half live, mate, isn't it?
Not a bad game of football.
Oh, mate, it was sensational. Mate, what a stadium as well. First time I've been there.
To the Bernabeu?
Aye.
The stadium, the roof's been
unbelievable. What a game it was,
I was flicking between that and the Arsenal game.
Probably Madrid were maybe better after, because got the goal so early. Madrid, I would say, were all right. But listen, Man City control. I couldn't see Madrid getting back in it at 3-2.
Foden best player in the world right now.
Oh, mate, love him, man.
Foden's a joke.
Mate, we just had a wee discussion there. Is he better than De Bruyne?
This season, nah. No, in general.
Nah. I think he is.
No.
De Bruyne's never had a season with the numbers, mate.
I mean, he's just been classed as.
No, he has.
Premier League.
No, but goals and assists, I don't think he has, mate.
He must have assists,
maybe no goals. Assists.
No, he's never scored a goal.
He had 52 assists one season, though. Just keep putting things on a plate all year. So, many did Haaland score last year? 50, or he must have had at least 20 assists for them.
Yeah, did we speak about Roy Keane and Haaland last week? League two player,
mate.
League two player, not bad.
He's not
as clickbait,
isn't
it, he stood by it, mate, on the overlap. I don't know if he's seen the overlap. He's like, no, he's general overall player.
But do you know the thing is, mate? Roy Keane's never played with a League Two striker. I have, mate. The fucking dog shit, believe me. Haaland is not a League Two striker.
I know, mate. Listen, I'm with you, but it's
a mad shout, that, isn't it? It is a mad shout.
I wanted to ask you, did you see Big Charlie's goal on Player to Pro?
Aye. That was funny, mate. I was laughing.
And then he got his account hacked on Instagram. You seen it?
Mate, Charlie won Mulgrew straight after.
What do you mean?
So his name's changed on it. So now it's Charlie Mulgrew, like with an L. The L's a one now. So it's Charlie Mulgrew, and his Instagram's gone. He done well with a Bitcoin though, didn't he?
Mate, made a fortune out of Bitcoin.
I'm not joking. I'm to put a message him saying, how did you make that amount of money? Mate, I swear to God.
You see it?
No.
His Instagram mad. Put up a post last night, £250,000 in a bank account for Bitcoin. Big message, like, thanks to Tracy for getting me this Bitcoin hack.
How's Player Pro started a new thing as well, gymnastics? Graham Murty's taking it, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. I think it's good to get all multi-sports in,
it is good, that, isn't it?
It's good definitely to tap into that.
And the GMS, you had the Thurzo boys doing it?
Do you know what, he's taking his first session on Wednesday?
Oh, we need to go. We need to come. We need to come.
He'll
be a nervous wreck.
He will be a nervous wreck.
He'll be good. He'll be
nah, guys will be good.
What's he planning on doing?
Just skills, mate, for an hour, innit?
Just
maybe more flights for an hour.
Are you done? You recreated your goal as well, yep, didn't you?
One take,
good day, aye. Couple of takes. Couple of takes.
No, but the first take was good.
First
you just wanted
right
to.
So it was too close. Aye. Too close.
Big Charlie D, but see when he said the Estonia.
No, Charlie's.
You were going, I could see you.
Mate, Charlie's. What about Charlie's first take?
Aye,
honestly, mate, the best ever. So it's a cutback finish, right? So like, his one's obviously a turn shift shot, like you expect maybe Mike take a couple, right? First one, what was it like? He's finished. He's kicked the Astro. Bust trundled, right? And he's just looked at me like that. Don't know what just happened there. It was brilliant. But fair play to the big man coming down there.
I can never remember him scoring that goal for Scotland, could you?
It was Strachan's first game.
Aye, first game. Aye.
Was it a competitive game?
Friendly.
Aye. No, aye.
Was it friendly?
Mate, how's that Bono getting cut back to you? Why is he getting cut?
On the bench.
Oh, well, you're right.
His left foot, but come in for that.
That side.
Aye, no bad.
I would still trust your left foot over his.
Oh, I'm not sure. Charlie's wanting a good left. Good finish.
No, but I'm talking about like a striker's instinct, innit, and about the box.
Now, lads, forget Real Madrid, Man City, or Celtic Rangers. The big news this week, Isco Brae champions. Right, go on, Sky boy.
First league as a coach. First league title.
Biggest right budget. Well,
no
best player. Should be winning it easier.
I'm at a 1.2 million budget for a year.
Thanks, you'll be a player, innit?
Bigger budget than Livingston.
Get that, but listen, speaking to the owner Saturday, it's the same budget they've got every year, mate.
Is it? No, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
I was trying to say they failed the last 7 years. Oh, right, okay.
100%. Do you know what? I get it 100% best budget, but some of the football the boys have played have been incredible.
Mate, I've
90 goals have scored this year in the league. Only 10 off 100 goals have got 3 games to get 80 points. You could finish with 84 points, which.
Aye.
And the manner in which they've played some great stuff. Great stuff.
I've watched these a few times, mate. You have been excellent, mate. Played some very, very good stuff. But as you know, it's still hard though, isn't it? The next
so if we didn't go, it means nothing, mate.
I was going to say, it's only first part achieved.
I hate that.
Still
I hate
go
it, mate.
I know, mate.
If you win a league, you should be going up, and then the second team or whatever go play off. But no, if you win a league, you that full league campaign should be going up if you're winning.
Well,
it,
I remember when I first broke like through in football. I remember East Stirling finishing both my League 2 for about 8 years in a row and just never gone in it.
Celebrated it, mate. Celebrated it every year. We had a party every year, didn't we? Because they were not going down.
And then the Pyramids, obviously, are slightly better now, but still, I still think the Pyramids.
What happens then, Si, when you have 3 games to go? Is it now keep going, or do you rest players for these playoffs?
We've got a wee way that we're going to work it. But we also need to try and get up and watch the 2 or 3 teams that are up the top of the Highland League as well.
You better leave it now, mate.
I know, mate.
Games in
is
3 days.
So there might be a wee case of one of us taking one game and the next one taking another game so we can all get up and because they'll play midweek as well.
Are they close?
You want to see them live, don't you?
Yep.
You want to see what they do live? No, it's no close, mate. But remember, we played Bucky. That's who it could be.
No, that's what I'm saying, but is that Highland League? Is that
it's close, mate.
Close,
Fraserburgh, Brechin and Bucky.
Oh, my God. You do not want to play Fraserburgh, mate.
What I said to Mick the other day.
You do not want to play Fraserburgh.
Highland.
Do you remember when we Rangers played Fraserburgh?
I was injured.
Oh, man.
You weren't injured. He's not down. No,
send the daddies up, please.
Send the daddies up. Love it, man.
You don't want to play there, mate.
Bucky the same, what was Bucky like that last year we played?
In that first 10 minutes?
Oh my God, I genuinely thought we were going to be 8 down first 10 minutes, mate.
I remember.
Boys just kept getting fucking lost.
They've made a couple of world of saves, didn't he?
Ended up winning 3-2, but Breaking a good team as well, so it'll be tough. And then it'll be Clyde, Stranraer or Bonnie Rigg we need to play after
that. What he played in
it. Have you seen
still big games to come, eh?
Honestly, oh, it's exhausting. Yeah. See, they thought your full season could be for,
none.
For nothing, basically, huh?
Aye.
Easy to fear. But I fancy the boys, yeah. I think they're going to do
it. Aye, definitely.
We're onto the topics.
Oh,
good. This is a bit
so
of gloves.
You told me that Paul McGinn liked it, so I text Paul McGinn and says, "Gee's a topic for this week." And he said, "Dentists, he's against them."
Oh, I knew one. He's chipped about 12 teeth. He's got a chip every tooth.
He'll be raging.
That's unreal. No, he said he loves the horn. He's talking about the horn in this though.
But he said to me, saying he messaged me saying, "Oh, did you tell?" I went, "Aye, because you told me that in the gym." He said, "Oh, aye." But he does, he loves it.
Thank you. Right, first one is,
last week's were very good. It's going to take a lot to beat last week.
I think this will be good, because I'm interested to know, because I think you're a big one for us. I think you may be honest. Okay, I want to get your take on it. Handshakes when you meet somebody.
Aye.
For or against?
Against for me.
For.
I'm a handshake.
Aye, for.
So again, I'm going to relate this to
meet somebody in what though? Well, meet somebody just like, so I've met you today again. How you doing, mate? I know somebody, but if I'm meeting somebody for the first time.
No, so no, just in general. I'm putting it to a football context, right? Every day you walk in and shake hands with the manager on the training ground for or against.
See, that's only came in of late. I didn't really particularly like that.
I'm against that.
Why not?
Against. You've just changed what you need to. You've changed what the subject does.
Well, I'm asking you both. I'm asking you both.
I'm no big on that. I don't think it's. Good morning's enough, eh? Good morning, gaffer. That's enough done.
Do you know why? Yeah. Because we've seen the other way where, see, as soon as you lose a game, manager shakes nobody's
hand. Nobody's hand. That's right.
There's no point in doing it at that point.
Spot
no point in doing it at that point. Anyway, there's people looking for the gaffer. He's hiding in his locker.
See, when I was a coach at Celtic, mate, it was a big thing. Boys need to shake your hand. Ended up shaking the wee guy's hand about four times. So you did what come in for their motor? Come into Barrowfield, shake your hand, how you doing? You'd go down to set up, they would run down to the pitch, shake your hand again when you got on the pitch. When the session finished, you had to shake hands, and then when they were leaving again to go in their man dad's motor, shaking hands. Shite your football, mate, but amazing at shaking hands. That was an actual thing that got brought in, you need to shake the kids' hands or not. What a load of shite, man.
Has to really go.
But see, if I'm, what I thought the original thing, if I'm meeting someone in the seat, I'll shake the hand all the time.
So your pal that you seen 2 days earlier, you see him again in 2 days, you'll shake his hand.
I'm sure that was happening, mate.
Oh yeah.
Right. See, I
that's a bit different though, isn't it? Actually, it's a bit different. It's not really a handshake.
I don't like it, mate. No. I don't like handshakes. I just think a guy like me is awkward. I think it sometimes the way
it's that's awkward. A you thing then, though.
Because it's usually a bit of shit or something in your nail, isn't it?
No, but the reason I see it is it really came with COVID when people started doing knuckles because you couldn't. Even the other day we meet up at Kilmarnock, I'm saying see you later, the boy Watson, and I went like, see you later, and he's done knuckles, and I've just been like, shaking my knuckle like that. Oh, mate, and the two's like, dude's like, I was leaving the room like, oh, no, mate. Face red, his face is red, like, see you, mate. And the amount of times it's happened, mate, so just wrap the handshakes.
See, on that, tell him what happened on your tickets to the Celtic game Saturday.
So James gets me and Melissa, my sister, tickets for the game. So we're walking down the staircase at Parkhead and I'm like, oh no, Brian Kerr and
Jamie Langfield, Clangers you call
Mirren coaches, are sitting in their seats. Obviously the week prior I've said that not one St Mirren player would get in the Kilmarnock starting 11. I've said that St Mirren fans have went mental. So I'm like, oh to myself, fuck, I'm going to need to move them. The two of them are sitting right on their seats. What's the chance of that? So I said to Melissa, go and you go down, my sister. Well, I did. So I said to her, she had a macaroni pie, and I know. So I said, they're going, you doing? So I'm up at the tap, just came out the wee bit, and I'm looking down. See, she tells the two of them to move, but the two of them moved the line. She's eating the macaroni pie right in front of them. Then I've came down late and killed on, I didn't see them, but it was frosty, mate. But she had a big, massive cup that she put on the ledge in front of her, so it was kind of in their view as well, the two of them.
So she would have bought their view as well?
Aye, but the problem was it was so nervous, mate. Frosty because of the comments, and I could tell for they two.
Did they say anything or?
Brian Kerr said, all right, mate, but I like Brian Kerr. Me and him are quite tight, but it was nae sort of back and forward.
And also add to that he put Jamie Langfield in his worst ever SPL team.
Clangers. And mate, see, when I
my adult life froze up to you, innit? What's the chances, mate?
Genuinely, I took myself, obviously, must have had to go and sit right, must have sitting right beside him throughout the game, so I sat on the other side. But I was genuinely just watching that off the whole game.
Didn't you see that?
Seen about eight corners, that was it.
Unreal.
It was that bad.
Right, this one relates to yesterday as well, because Rangers players going up to the fans after a defeat. So the question is, for or against clapping fans after a defeat?
You've swung him, you've got to
have to do it. You have to do it now, right? Because see, if you don't, you get half.
We've came all the way up here and supported you, and you've not even.
But see, when you do, you walk in there like that. Fuck off! do you want us to come on?
You can't win, mate. Carry on. You got to go and take the abuse because you deserve the abuse because you've got beat. So go up, clap them, take the abuse, get down the tunnel. Right, that's not happening again.
But do you know when you didn't mind it though, when you'd been beat, but you'd played well, I'd be the first up like that.
No, you stay at the end. Snavely had the booze, you go last. No bad, you.
See, when you're playing shite, mate, you're like behind everyone.
Deny it.
Well done. You're like to the boys that they saying anything about me. Mate, did you see that? Fuck up, what was that?
Oh, no, do you think he was talking about me though?
Oh mate, see that when the manager brilliant. Goes like, I had to go and clap the fans, your heart mate, innit?
I don't like the new hanging football where everybody's walking right around the pitch clapping everybody.
Aye, everything's a lap honour.
What is that? A lap honour should be if you win the league or a cup.
No, what, so like after that, every
that's
game?
That's every team.
Aye, but I mean, I clap the fans and appreciate them, but I wouldn't get a big lap honour for every win. No. Ange's big one at Spurs,
do you?
They
do it every hanging.
Do you still do it? No, I think aye, everybody does it,
aye. I don't like that.
Andrew's going round seeing if anyone's left a pie on their seat, isn't he? Big man starving when it comes to the end of the game. Did you hear a manager that was massive on that? You've been at Rangers, must have.
Again,
the manager demands that, didn't
maybe just missed
fans.
That. Maybe just missed that kind of thing.
But like I think that
was a lap.
That would sometimes come for a player, though, no?
Who would that
like
be?
You, well, maybe you would say something like, make sure you.
Yeah.
Make sure you clap the fans or something.
But, by the way, you could also go to the middle and just give it the like kind of round the centre circle, then get yourself done. Now it's the you're round the periphery, you know, getting hit with things if you haven't got beat, you know, getting dogs abuse. What so if you're in the centre circle, you can't hear the abuse.
What about have you ever had a particularly bad performance result where you went up to the fans and it was proper abuse?
See, I can't
was there a game that?
There have been loads of games where there has been that scenario, but again, it's clapping the I can't really remember that. See, again, the abuse, I didn't mind it.
I would react to it.
I didn't mind
it.
Even if I had a nightmare and get beat 8-0 and I fancy yours, right, I'd react to that. Shut the fuck up. I wouldn't like that.
Stephen Robinson, wasn't it? Was it Livy? Went up the
so he did.
And then before you knew it, he's fucking nearly on.
That was just there as well when they were flying.
Flying,
it was harsh. Where are you standing? The Ronnie Ross or Ronnie Dyer, but you have a manager doing that?
Klopp does it as well, mate, but again, same thing. See, when you get beat, mate, fuck, you just straight up a tunnel, man. So what are we doing that or have we known? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not a massive.
Aye. I don't like that. I don't think players would appreciate your manager doing that. Well, Klopp's that a wee bit different, but I don't think I would like my manager doing that.
Did you hear a manager that did play up, played up to fans?
A lot day, by the way. A lot day on the side of that pitch, and I've clocked. I won't name names now, but I probably will at one point.
Nah, I can't think of one, to be honest with you.
I played with a manager that wouldn't have stopped looking at the chairman, mate.
Well, after scoring that?
I was a sub the full time I was there, but not even when we scored, mate. We'd win a fucking throne, he'd be like, the chairman. You want a fucking clap? Honestly, mate, you looked at me and then you looked on the pitch, mate.
By the way, you get players like that as well.
Oh, bench watchers.
Oh, Kaya at
Celtic. Mate, Kaya at Celtic was the world's worst for that. Used to look at Eleni every single minute of the game.
See, if you're the manager, you just do that, wouldn't you? What are you looking at, man? I know a few of them as well, mate.
Just bench
name
watchers.
No name.
The bench watchers.
Do you know a few?
Oh, there's loads of them. No.
At Rangers?
Aye.
Do you know some, Andy? I don't need
to name
them.
Again, no, I don't think I'll name. There's two that jumped out to me straight away. Straight away. But I'm not.
Kai Stephen, innit?
No, Kaz isn't like that.
See, when you're on the bench and you're on the bench and you can see it, that's all you talk about, innit?
What was that
fucking
like?
Fucking looking again.
What was that like?
I love it. Right, last one, lads, and the big one, big talking point of the week for me amongst my mates. What has happened to the 10-minute preview? It's gone. For and against it being
disgusting that it's gone.
Should be back in a role playing that?
No. See, when the channels used to start at 12 o'clock, see at 10 to 12, they would stick on a 10-minute preview.
All right, aye.
It was the greatest 10 minutes you'll ever get. She'd come back in a setting. It's disgusting that they banned that. The amount of times me and my dad... No, my dad, sorry. No. The amount of times that me and my brother would go down there and have a wee sneak preview and he would wander out and there's still 4 minutes to go and I'd get the last four. But we get busted because we went up one night, we must have had too much fun and we went upstairs and obviously did what we had today and then fell asleep and woke up and my ma's turned the telly on the channel that we left
it was still on.
Fucking couldn't believe it. Busty babes, mate, and she caught it to us. Fucking got it. My ma caught us, man.
Did you ever try and put in just any sort of card details to try and get it on? Hey. Just guessing your dad's card
all
details.
All the time. Oh, they were days, weren't they?
I need to get that back. You would replace sex with a handshake, you said, didn't you?
100%. I think if I was a Prime Minister, I'd ban all sex. I'm the worst in history.
For or against
four.
Him? For, you like that?
Four, aye.
Ken?
Well, we're going four, aren't we? We've got to stick with the squad.
Great topics. Any pet peeves that you want to bring up before we get started?
Oh, I did have one. I know.
I miss the pet peeve. Do you know what needs to come back at all when you used to? But you bring one food debate to start. I love the food debate.
Oh, well, I was going to put a food one in. I'll get it now. Tinned fruit.
Cereal killer.
Serial killer food, didn't it?
Yeah, I never have it.
Never, mate.
I remember
that,
when I was younger.
That
though,
at the bottom, mate. Kev Baff's in that, didn't he?
See, I remember when I was younger, I liked the tinned pears, to be fair, but I've not had it for a long time. I used to drink the pear juice.
Did you, mate?
I liked it, aye.
Oh no, mate, tinned fruit is my idea.
I mean, I wouldn't have
hell.
It though, I don't think.
Your granny's always had it then on a Sunday.
Always. Oh, she always had a bit of pear in her fucking peach in her teeth or something like that.
Okay, then.
She's like, he's a kiss, good night, he's a kiss, good night. Fucking tinned fruit or her
Paul
teeth.
McGinn had 12 pears just. I mean, he's top row.
Charlie Adam had a full watermelon one of his, didn't he?
Oh,
chocolate bar stuck in your in between your teeth.
Just one big mouth bar.
Still on the wrapper.
Between
the
two.
Oh, no bad, no bad.
Oh, dear, right.
Are we wanting to go into the fit?
Let's go
up the
road, mate. Yeah,
I've done.
Yeah,
I've done.
What a bad weekend I've had, man.
Oh, man.
By the way, right, so we were out Saturday night on the couch Sunday, hungover as fuck. Stick the Rangers. I actually couldn't believe what I was watching, mate.
Aye, mental. I
couldn't believe it. Especially after they come back against Celtic and get that point after being 2-0 down and the way the crowd not was. And
Have they had a game under Clement where they've been that far off it since he's came back?
I don't think that bad, mate.
In terms of a full 90 minutes, no. Clement talked about how he seen what he thought should have been the full performance last half an hour. I thought they were poor in the last half an hour as well. To me, they never really looked like scoring at
3-1. It's made their 3-1 down, and by Ross County, like, wow, it's protection mode now. You've got all the ball, but there was not a lot created. But there was not a lot of energy.
You know that everyone thought the same thing. Rangers are lucky to get 1-0 at half time. No, it's a good chance for Clement to get them right. Get your finger out, warn them. Because the warning signs were there. The full first half, they might have a chance you Ross County. They were even worse in the second half. First 15 minutes of the second half was unbelievable how easy it was for Ross County to get up the pitch.
Well, let's rewind it to the start of the game. What was your thoughts when the team came through? Because the team selection's been hammered on Twitter.
Surprised.
Who's been hammered?
And Dill.
Dill.
Sterling has to
Dill,
start.
Dill, what'd you call him?
Who?
Kieran.
Oh, Dildo. No, but the boy Dill, he's no started a game since January, and I know, listen, Hattati was out and he came in and started, so you could, but for me, Sterling has to play in that Rangers team.
He's not played since January. Well. The last place you want to play your first game back is Ross County away, isn't it?
Ross County.
You want an Ibrox in that big
Sterling
pitch.
Sterling has to play where it's left back or it's where in centre mid where Dill was, or for back.
I don't think Sterling can play centre mid. But that's if I know
he's
done a good...
I'm saying left back for him, but no midfield in that game.
You don't need a... centre back, stroke right back, left back, right playing centre mid against Ross County. You need somebody else in there. So whether it be
Lawrence
who plays, because he's done Lawrence and Campbell as well with Lundstrom behind. Obviously, Diomande missed it. What was it? a sore finger.
What?
Broken thumb.
Nah.
I was watching the 10-minute preview. Didn't
That's shocking.
Clement said praise, right? Because since he's came in, he's rotated 4 or 5 players every game, and for the most part, he's been praised because the boys that have came in, yeah, performed well, won.
Yeah.
You've 6 games left to go. Yeah. He went every
game. And see, to be fair, he's actually not been rotating as much recently.
The last few games.
Maybe because of injuries or whatever. But he's then went down that road again yesterday, and it was a poor performance. It's not just the guys that came in, by the way. It's guys who have been kind of every single week starters that weren't quite at the level as well.
Because you actually, I'm sure last week you said that Sterling for you was Rangers' best player.
No, for me, I said he should be one of the first names in the team sheet because I don't think he's had a bad game. There'll be games where he's like maybe ineffective in that, but I think he's one of them where you know what you're getting after him all the time. You're getting a 6-7 out of 10 minimum. And again, I'm with Kenny. Borna Barisic's away in the summer. Play him left back.
Will that be the last time we see Barisic drinking a Rangers jersey now?
I thought that a few weeks ago, but then Yilmaz obviously gets injured, and then that means it's only really him that's the out and out left back in the squad. But there's no excuses. Ross County deserve to win the game. Mm-hmm. They could have scored 4 in the first half, Ross County, easily, and then second half they came out and it wasn't even as if it was a defend job for 90 minutes. Like they were attacking Rangers, they were getting fought every counter attack. Jan Danda, if they won the ball at the right hand side, Jan Danda would stand in that space on the left hand side. They would turn, play a pass, they would run at Rangers back 4 for the full game.
That's what I think Clement will be most disappointed in. No, obviously the result, but the way they played on the counter. Like, he's actually talked about being secure behind the ball, and he's talked
which is what they've been good at
being organised. Yeah. See there, every time Ross County went forward, or every time they had a chance to go forward, they're breaking down behind Tav, they were breaking down the left-hand side. Obviously, their goals came for the wider areas. It was...
They missed a sit-on side the first minute.
Yeah.
Again, wide area, cross across the goal, and at the back post. Again,
what
a goal.
You, that, like you say, this stage of the season, everything to play for.
Has it
they've not been like that the full-time Clermont. Is it pressure, eh?
Well, I don't know if it was Chris Sutton or Faddy said it, but it, I think as players, you all agree, the worst shout you can hear from fans is, the other team wanted it, man. It's the worst shout ever. But actually, Ross County, for me, did want it more. I think it was, I can't remember who it was, it just said that Rangers looked so lethargic for the first minute, and they did.
Why do you think that is?
Ross County, by the way, they were excellent, Ross County as well, but Rangers should be turned up.
Well, listen,
he said about the, like, he didn't mention the preparation. That's got nothing to do with it, is it?
Shouldn't he be?
Shouldn't he be?
In relation to what?
The Dundee game, and they went up there, they missed a day's training.
It shouldn't matter for me.
Nah, it shouldn't. Listen, has it affected your week's prep? By the way, what if the game had been on and your 90 minutes energy on that expended pitch, onto that pitch? You know, so that might have made it even harder. You still weren't going to have that day's prep anyway. Listen, there's no excuses. There were 7 games to go for Rangers before Sunday to go and win a league, and they've went up and dropped.
Do you fancy
points.
These players to turn this round?
The mad thing is they're still in the same position they were before the game, where if they win every single game, they win the league. Mm. But just the way in a title running where you can't slip up, to slip up in that game when Ross County have never beaten Rangers, never beaten Rangers in a competitive game, and the manner that, listen, it would take a brave man for me to think the Rangers are going to go and win at Celtic Park just based on what we've seen in the Old Firms this year. I personally think Celtic are big favourites for the league, but come on, listen, he's had praise, and I think he's got the best out of the squad he's had available and got them a lot of wins. He's got them back into a title race, and I don't think the league's over for a minute, but I still think Celtic are big favourites.
Here's my big question for the week, and we'll start with what we used to. Simon Murray up front for Ross County, Cyril Dessers up front for Rangers. If you're a Rangers fan player, you could swap the two of them for the rest of the season, would you take Simon Murray over Cyril?
I love Simon Murray.
One thing I would say is, a goatee on a man needs to... Sorry, you need to shave that, mate.
He's been out.
You used to be in the middle there. Sorry, you've got to get rid of that, mate. It's got to go.
Oh, Simon's a bad facial hair, isn't it? Gingers.
He was out, honestly, Simon, the last 5-6 weeks has been outstanding.
He's so up for the game, mate.
Honestly, any kid watching, watch him. His enthusiasm, the runs he makes after the ball. He must be a defender.
Nothing to do with him on the ball, but just to be off it.
Just don't pass. Nah, can only. And he obviously scores yesterday, but he's been a breath of fresh air watching him.
Did you get Murray over Dessers?
No. I wouldn't. But that at the end of the day, that's what Dessers has been all season. He's been good for a game. He's not been great for a game. But the big thing is just, you should never really fancy him with a lot of chances. He scored 17 goals. He feels as if he could have scored 40, honestly. Because it feels like every single game you're talking about these 1-2 big misses. The one in the first half for me that he takes a touch. And there was no conviction. There was no, like... It was just he was chasing after the first touch, and then even then it was a stab to try and poke it by Ross Laidlaw. And again, if that goal goes in, I don't think Rangers deserve, but if that goes in 2-0 at half time,
it's game over.
It's game over for
them.
Then obviously he's Ross County the impetus to come back out in the second half and do what they've done.
Will he take Dessers out against Dundee?
Well, for who?
Would you put Fabio Silva up front?
Would you try Fabian up front?
No. I can't believe his reaction coming roof. Off either.
I know, shouldn't you see?
Dessers got the jersey for the end of the
season. Robert Roof, Kenny.
I don't. Well, listen. You forget he's back because he's actually not been in the squads in the last few games as well, leading into that. So you've got to question where his fitness is at. Can he go in and start a game? I mean, there's no doubt. I would probably say he would be fully fit and firing. He'd be a better option to lead the line. But again, he's not getting the chance.
He was heard asking Diamandi how he'd done his stum, wasn't he? I've done that yet.
How did you do that?
Well, Kenny's been involved in a title race. A lot of titles. Hello, is there any questions you want to ask him about it?
No, just really just sort of comparing it to both of now. What will they both teams be feeling? And did you feel a lot of pressure getting into them the last few games?
Aye. Again, the best one it turned out to be was 2008-2009, my first season back. We were 4 points back at going into the split, 4 points back. I think there was 4 games to go when we played Celtic at Ibrox. We needed to win. A draw would be no good. You'd be 4 points back with 3 games to go. And it was the one, it was Devo slid in with the knees, put it in the goal, and we won 1-0, went on to win the league. And that was, but the thing about pressure is you feel it. Of course you do, because you know what's at stake. You just say that about Saez Kilbride. You put a whole year, you win a league, and that's what you set to do. But you know, you feel the pressure, but it's about having guys in there that can deal with it. The guys that can still actually can go and deliver. That's the question mark, I think, about this Rangers team is, at this stage, but even a wee bit about Celtic, I know they've won so much, but it's not been this close, you know. I know they've won the cup finals and they've done this and they've won so many leagues, but this is, whatever group of players handles it and steps up and delivers in the right moments, I'll win the league.
See, when you say you feel the pressure, man, what are you just going into games more nervous? Is there more a nervy feeling going on?
You know, you
games?
Just know, like, if you drop points, it's going to be gone. In that particular game, me and you, if we never beat Celtic that day, well, we're not going to win the league. With three games to go, 4 points back, it just wasn't going to happen.
And did you find that affect your performance, Kenny, on the pitch?
Nah,
you never.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think we had a good group at that point. Boys that were there, listen, you knew what was there, you knew what was at stake, but they could deliver. You know, Ferguson's and Mendes's and Davis's in the team, you know, Naismith.
Maybe they'd be up for that,
you know, like,
I don't know if you've heard Gary Neville and that talk on the overlap when they talk about Man City, is they feel as if Man City is a team get to where they need to, almost coasting, but no coasting. But then seeing it's a business end of the season, that's when they're at their best, they win every game.
Aye.
Whereas, like, again,
and
that's why I just,
you can say it's experience.
You lose,
right?
Games, I just couldn't see that performance yesterday.
And you could say it's experience of being through it, but it's not it's the mentalities of the group. Mm-hmm. Obviously, being in it helps you, but you still need to stand up and deliver in that big moment the next year or the next year, like Man City are doing it. But we had a good group that year. Davey Weir at the back, like, brilliant leader. We had a good, really good team.
Mm-hmm. I got slaughtered last week for Rangers fans as well for the style of play shout, but watching that again, it's long ball, isn't it?
Barisic,
a lot of the time.
You know, it's no long ball. I don't mind it. I don't mind them going more direct, because I think if you've got, I think the problem Rangers have got sometimes, they don't have the runners now. See, without Seema, there's nobody really. I mean, Dessers does it, but he's no particularly quick, so he's not really getting like the benefits yet. But I don't mind them turning the game and then getting up and playing in the opposition half, because it's not a long ball to do that. It's a long ball to try. If you've got a runner, you could be in. But they're not scared to go direct. Look, they doesn't, and which I like as well, that too many coaches get caught up in, oh, we need to play the beautiful game because we think that's what everybody wants to see. Well, I think Clement is a winner.
But was he not playing into Ross County's hand yesterday, Kenny? The crosses they put in.
Well, I was just about to say that.
But that's like also that's also different. Eh? Well, we did. He was absolutely standing by it. Like, he's blocking things. Like, that block for Dessers in the first half, where he was actually down on the floor, injured, and then he managed just to kind of throw his leg across and put it over for a corner. It was superb. But you can't do it all the time. I mean, I think the reason you'll be doing it is just to plant the seed that, look, we're not going to keep playing in front of you all the time. But then you need to get your good players on the ball, and unfortunately, the good players never turn up yesterday.
Well, that's what I was going to say. See, when it works the way he plays, it's relentless. Mm-hmm. In Ross County at Ibrox, you flipped that fixture last month, relentless pressure for 90 minutes. But see, yesterday, Rangers never had any control of the game because they would turn the ball over within five passes because they were trying to be direct. And this isn't an excuse at all, because it was for every team up and down the country. But see, when the wind was the way it was, Rangers are trying to play balls in behind for runners that were getting blown up in the wind. Baldwin's just heading
back. Heading straight.
Can't Dan just picking up and that's it, Ross County the way again. It was like,
but that's
also, think
but that's also as well. There's
the
second phase of it as well, though. But they never had any energy against. So even getting on the, so even dropping on that second
ball. And that was Celtic
ball,
first half for me. That was exact same as the Old Firm game in the first half, where Celtic were in the position to pick up setting balls and get that control of the game. And
because you can't say you can't go. I mean Liverpool. When they had Sané, Salah, and Firmino or whatever, like they would play. I mean, how many times you see Van Dijk hitting these long passes? So there's no long balls; it's long passes. But then they're up on the balls, and you've got Henderson's are up on it, or James Milner's up on it. There's guys that are up and like getting on the ball, and now you've got your control in that half.
But Barisic, I felt, was doing it. They were actually had the ball at the halfway line, and he's just doing it.
It was hopeful yesterday as well. It wasn't the plan, you know. It was hopeful.
No, see, we need to give Ross County massive.
Oh, mate, they were brilliant.
Outstanding.
They do look good under Don Cowie, don't they? Yeah, I think they've lost a home game yet.
Especially at home, man. They've done very, very well.
Seemed very calm, didn't he?
He's a calm boy.
Is he a calm boy, Ken?
He's a great lad. And he's done well. Yeah, listen, that's the first time the club beat Rangers. What was it, 25 games? Whatever it's been. An incredible achievement for them, and by the way, it gets them right back in the mix.
Aye.
Which they needed it, by the way. I mean, you're looking at that bit, St Johnstone and even Aberdeen are looking at that game thinking, all right, well, they're not going to win that, so we're still all of a sudden they've won it.
Point behind St Johnstone.
That's the one team I thought they could have reeled in anyway, with St Johnstone, so it's gave them a right chance of that.
What do you think Derek Adams is sitting and watching that team, still think they're shite?
Just short, and some of the football they played yesterday was brilliant.
Aye.
Honestly, it really was, and it just
Was it? Was our mid? The mid was it King?
King,
I thought he was superb. Yeah, yeah, good. I thought he was outstanding as well.
Dan does a good.
Dan was brilliant.
Good player, mate.
Brilliant.
He was Sims great as well. You know, three of them, the three players were excellent. Simon Murray up top again. Doesn't he give a centre back a minute's peace? But by the way, he showed good quality as well.
Yeah.
And for the second goal, when he actually cuts in, that's a good
effort.
A big save for Jack Butland as well. And again, just switching off and allowing the tap in. You know, that was a massive moment in the game, that. And again, Simon Murray was at the heart of it as well. So, but again, it's a counter. Mm-hmm. It's a counter in behind. You've got a willing runner. Yandanda puts it down. Simon Murray gets on it. And
it's no Suter and Goldson's favourite thing is to defend boys down the side of the minor, is it?
I think especially when they run about them half the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just
see the Rangers centre half, Andy, the way we talk, should a Rangers centre half be able to defend 1v1 in this situation?
100%, but what I'm talking about is more the ability for Ross County to pick up every single second ball in the middle of the pitch. To then attack. For me, that should never be the case. You should have Ross County penned in. Let's
so
be
what
honest.
Is that then? Is that your setup behind the ball when you're attacking?
Aye.
You've got wrong. Yeah.
100%. Again,
and is that maybe because Dill is a wee bit more attacking minded?
But again, this is where I'm talking about Ross County in terms of their actual quality when they had the ball. The amount of times yesterday where Yandanda would go on the opposite side or wherever Ross County would win the ball back, and then that guy showed the composure to look forward, play the pass, and it was literally just turn and run at Rangers back four, or then Simon Murray, Sims, whoever it may be, would run down the side and play that pass that you're talking about.
You'd love to know if Don Kelly worked on that, eh?
For me, it would be impossible if he never, just with how much it looked constructed and how many times it actually happened within the game.
That's how you manage. Know what Derek Adams done? Open his big mouth. That's how you manage players.
Well, would you have a message for Derek Adams right now?
Come on the show. I'm just looking at that windy there and it's pissing down the rain again. Is this game against Dundee going to go ahead?
See this weather, no. Mate. It's sunny one day, it's raining the next. It's like getting your hole in, getting booting the boys right after it, mate. I can't live in this.
It's going to be on, though, isn't it? It's going to be on. It's going to be somewhere else.
Not Dens.
Not Dens. I heard the McDermott pack might be getting yours.
Is it?
I heard that.
What was the three? Was it Aberdeen, St Johnston, or Hibs was even mentioned? I think that was the three, wasn't it?
Was mentioned again.
Is it?
VAR wasn't the stigma. If they could get VAR introduced in time.
Yeah. Who's that positive for me? Dundee or Rangers that they're going to be at a different pitch?
I don't think there's any positive, by the way. I don't think there's any positive to this whole scenario.
I feel as if it should just be an absolute no-go playing behind closed doors at a different venue, because that's what I've heard.
Behind closed doors?
Nah, that's not right.
No, that can't be right.
That's what I've heard. Whether it's true or not.
Where about what venue?
McDermott Park.
McDermott.
I think it maybe suits Dundee actually play some. I watched the McGeorge Islanders against Aberdeen.
Dundee are a good team, mate.
It's
good
stuff again.
Really good players.
McCowan and Cameron, everything goes through the two of them, doesn't it?
Cowan's a good player. He's been their best player. Honestly, he's one of the guys. He'll not be up for player of the year, but he's one of the top performers.
I think he'll be no far off team of the year. Whether he gets in it or no, probably no. But yep. I think he'll have enough votes where he would maybe just miss it.
Yep.
It's mad where Rangers won it, and this is now the need to win this game, didn't they, Wednesday?
Aye,
yeah. You need to win every game.
Yeah.
Every game. You can't rely on Celtic going to, what is it, Rugby Park. They probably need to go to and drop points. They need to win every game, which is now, that's why I said before they could go to Celtic Park, get a draw. Chances are they could probably still go and win the league. Now they need to go and win.
So what's your Rangers team for Wednesday? What do you think you'll go and what would you go?
You need to get Sterling.
Who's back?
I go Tav, Goldson, Balogun, Sterling.
Take Suter out?
Aye.
Why?
I just think they were better with Balogun and Goldson as a pairing.
McCorson's went missing as well, hasn't he?
Midfield, three. If Diomande's back, Lundstrom, Diomande. Campbell or Lawrence, either or. Front three will be Dessers, Seema. Aye, maybe McCausland.
I'm just picturing Kamaruth going around asking everyone for a thermal.
Fucking hurt it.
What's happening with Raskin, by the way?
Where is he?
He's got to be done, you'd imagine. Because he's just...
Why would that be?
He got left out the squad for the Celtic game and he's on a new sub for the last...
however many weeks, aren't
he? Aye, few weeks.
What has he not got in a Rangers centre midfielder that Clement looks for? Is it that physicality?
Well, let's be honest, right? You know, I'm a fan of Raskin. He's not done well this year. He's not done what he done.
And he was the last 6 months. He's been injured as well.
Would that be because maybe passed the ball more under Beale? And it is a wee bit more direct.
You've got to understand, we're saying that they're no against going direct. But by the way, they still pass the ball through their midfielders a lot and they still got on the ball. It's not as if it's shelled every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, even as much as they never controlled the game yesterday, they're still having to play through their midfield at times. I mean, there's still loads of connection. I mean, that Dill to Lundstrom, for me to you, the way they were passing the ball at some points. So there is times to get on the ball, but he's just not played well. He never started the season well, then he got injured, then there's a change of manager, then Diamandis came in January when he's probably been injured.
But what is going on?
It must be
to that point where he's just not getting a sniff. You'd imagine that.
Listen, I think there'll be a lot of changes at Ibrox in the summer, to be honest. I just think that Clement will know exactly. Listen, he's worked wonders to get the group to where they're at now. But I think inside he'll know we probably need to improve 100%. The squad big time if we really want to be successful.
You said Dessers would come good and McCausland was one of the best. What's still standing by it?
Aye. Concussion, I think I had.
Can we get a six sub?
We'll get to that.
3 points
off.
Why do you think McCausland?
What's happened to
McCausland? Because McCausland, when he came in, Rangers were needing that winger for that right winger for ages, years. Andy, you were saying that when they signed a right winger, and McCausland, they brought him in, and that was the start of sort of Rangers' run. But I remember they played at Tynecastle, and they were brilliant that night. And he played on the right; he was very good. I think he maybe did dip a wee bit of form, but I'd like to see him back in. I really would. But I honestly can't. We think going back to that Celtic Rangers, we're talking about if Rangers win this game, they go 5 points clear. But now we're saying they need to beat Dundee to just keep themselves in it.
Mm. What would be a point if they beat Dundee? Is that right?
A point behind.
Point.
What would your team be? What would be your strongest 11?
If everyone's fit. Mm-hmm. I don't know, mate. Honestly, I don't know.
It's the top end of the pitch. And the reason McCausland,
defensive record's been good.
Reason McCausland comes into the conversation, the reason he's came into the team this season is because he's probably the best option to play on that right hand side. Because Rangers didn't have any wingers that have actually. I mean, you've said it's been years. It has been someone who's actually nailed that spot. I mean, you had Ryan Kent on the other side for years when he was there, but so much criticism was thrown at him as well. So on the other side, it's always even now. You look at the front three. It's Silva who. He's not a nine.
He's not a winger, is he?
He's not really a winger because he's got, again, is he creative enough to play in the 10 and actually affect the game the way you need a 10 to affect the game? I'm just not too sure. Like, when you see the Rangers front line most weeks, you're thinking, probably need strength in the summer.
Cortez has been a big miss, isn't
he? Left, though. Seema played all his best football in the left, now.
That's where he got his goals.
He was productive. He was productive.
He was getting his goals.
He's also not a winger. That's what I mean. So Ross McCausland is a winger.
So you
give him the ball, he can now go at his fullback. Seema's not that player. No. Seema needs to be served in behind or attacking the box.
You're right with Cortez. I even forgot about him.
He was great. Yeah,
he did really well.
I thought he. Do you forget really about him?
No.
Didn't he mention him well? We were talking about it.
I forgot about him. To be honest,
there'll be a wee bit of needle between in this game.
There's a wee bit of needle.
We need the scissors. Do you know? That's why I asked. Do you know when I seen that question? That's why I wanted to ask it.
I think you're the best. I think you're the best person to call.
Don't let any of the needle get involved.
How do you deal with the weenie doll? That's 2 years now, Kerry. That's not been seen.
By the way, I think it might be a wee bit of needle in this one because Rangers have called Dundee unprofessional, Eric, with the pitch.
But see, we're players now, mate. I don't think players would think like that now, mate.
No interest in that.
No, I don't fuck.
The biggest thing is between the clubs, it's not going to be any effect on the game. Even the Dundee manager saying that's not a day with me.
Do you know what gets lost in this, to be fair? And I probably got carried away last week because we played them. Like, I feel sorry for the Dundee players more than anyone. They need to play in it every week.
Yep. Aye.
Imagine playing on that every second week. They're good football players, aye. So it's not ideal for them either. But again, I just really hope that this behind closed doors
doesn't happen.
I hope that's just not happening.
See, if that gets put on Sky Sports News that a Scottish Premier League game is going to be played at a different venue.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if they still had the game.
What?
If they actually took the game.
Should they do something brilliant like no hair ref for the game as well? Just go the full fucking
hog. That might be decent.
Playing the same strips.
Get clashed for 90 minutes.
Predictions for the game, let's go.
I think Rangers will win, but
3-0.
Do you think there'll be a proper response there? Yeah.
That performance for Ross County to me was worrying.
That's two wins in the last seven games, Rangers.
I know, that's mad, innit?
Obviously two games against Benfica in there, but he even talked domestic, two wins in the last five.
Dundee never really get battered, did they?
5-0, Rangers beat them.
Well done.
That's what Rangers,
by the way, could have been 8.
Sam Lammers wonder strike.
It was as well.
Oh, is that
set a record in Eredivisie of scoring 6, his first 6 starts, he scored in them. First ever player to do it.
That's madness, isn't it?
Think of the players in Eredivisie.
See, football, mate, it's fucking mad, isn't it?
Is that true?
I'm not sure if it is, but
he scored in his last, I think he scored in his last five or six, but wasn't his first.
What, a couple of minutes? We'll just leave
it's
it to the top.
It's not. It's not. Edit that, yeah.
But he is doing well. He is doing well.
Aye. What would you, what are you going predictions?
You would,
come on, it's a Rangers win, just get to it.
No, you would think Rangers win, but obviously they've been playing. I'll just go Rangers 2-1.
I'm going to go 2-1.
I go 1-0.
You think it's
a 3's up.
Three's up, do you think I'll be comfortable there? Well, we need to say Dundee, what a season they've had. Top 6 under Tony Dock first year.
Outstanding.
They're incredible, job, isn't it? Do you know what, I didn't expect him to play as much as he did, because like, as much as I love Dell as a manager, I thought his teams were quite direct. I just presumed that Tony would go big, strong, but the way he's done it, I think they've played
Crittman's been great,
some of the best football in the league.
Do you know what I need as well? I need us to go back to the segment at the start of the season with dark horses, because I might be talk shape, but I'm sure I said Dundee and I said Kerry last year. Sure, I did.
We need to go back to that.
We need to find that.
Because it'd be a big shout if I said Dundee.
I would never have put Dundee in the top 6 year, would you?
No, I would never.
I think I did, I know.
How's he done it then? Tell us how he's done it.
Because Hibs and Aberdeen have been poor. No, he's done great. Because like, he's went, and you say they might know, like, you didn't expect him to play football. But what he's got, when he gets in, he'll think,
why would
we've actually got some really good players here. And they have recruited really, really well. So, there you go. Well done, mate. And he's... And the season's went well, so they've built confidence, they've got results, they've been right there all season. Did that wee blip, actually, they let Hibs back into it. I think it's when they lost to Hibs, actually. They just got Hibs back into the race, but they've been right there all season, alongside St Mirren and Kilmarnock. So, for the brilliant season, they've got really good players, and again, listen, I think they deserve to be in the top six as well. I think had Hibs just nicked it on that last game, I think that would have been hard done by.
You have got a good mix in it with football players, and their physicality comes with their two centre-backs to sit midfielder.
They've got a very, very, very good spine to their team.
Yeah.
Centre-halves, midfielders, strikers have been consistently in the starting 11.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Win fit all season. Now, you add into that one bit, when being fit's been the best left-back in the league, probably. So, I'm going to use it. Kelly, for me, have been the best recruited team
100%.
In the league. And then Dundee have been second.
Outside of McCowan, Cameron and Beck, who else do you like with for Dundee?
McGee is outstanding.
He is.
Absolutely seen his name. This is where I hate the top six, because now Motherwell and Hibs, what are they doing? This should be
I know, but they've had 27 games to
I'm not sticking up for that. What I'm meaning is, in for the product of our league, we should be watching. This is exciting to see who's going to get the top six right up until the end of the season now. There's games going into when you go to the weekend, you're watching games going, for fuck's sake, they're not really playing for it now. And it's a waste of some games. I hate it.
Well, the problem you've got is how many games would the league season be if you've never done that? You know, you've got to find a way to get that to that 38 games, isn't it? Because otherwise you're playing each other four times, 44 games.
It's just
a game. Well, that would that's the complete change all over every league though. You know, which probably would be...
Add it for 12 teams in the league to 16.
Jump up 3 weeks.
100%.
Would you go with that, the bigger league?
Oh, you go 14 teams, you get the 14th biggest budget in the Lowlands, so you're all right.
He doesn't like it to be, man.
No, by the way, you've still got to go and win the league, mate. Well done.
100%.
Exactly, Ken. But we're saying 3 points, we've done the summer for a potential European fifth spot. Who do you fancy for it? And do any Dundee players get in the St Mirren team?
Maybe now St Mirren, by the way. Now there's no Hibs, I would say now St Mirren I'll go on and finish it off this year. Get the fifth spot.
Do you think you've played against them as well. Do you think St Mirren are that much better than Dundee?
No, I don't,
but I just think they'll, again, they've, last year it looked like they got in the top six and it was all happy days, we're in the top six and we'll shut off. I don't think they'll be there this year. And you know what, they've been there too long now. See, if they don't get it, I think Stephen Robinson would be raging. They finish sixth again, I think he would be really disappointed for where they've been all season if Dundee came and pipped them into that.
Well, it's funny because you actually says to me, text me saying you're really disappointed with St Mirren on Saturday.
No, say what you said at the start of the show. Go on.
What did I say?
Really disappointed time wasted for the first minute.
No, but I can't remember. No, I think because
you said St Mirren were a disgrace in the first half.
No, Andy, come on to hell. What I said was, I didn't like the fact, listen, I'll tell you who was outstanding on Saturday. Gogic was absolutely magnificent.
Is he getting Kelly's team?
No. He doesn't. But do you know what? He was outstanding, and outstanding as not just defensively, he was very aggressive in his end box, winning challenges and putting his body in the line, but he was also joining in with the midfield, almost like Franz Beckenbauer, you could. No.
Beckenbauer trying to get the Kelly team.
No. I'm not saying God against his Beckenbauer. What I'm saying is,
well, I'm going to back you up, mate. I'll back you up, mate. It was unbelievable stepping in. So stepping in.
Like John Stones type in.
See, when the right back got the ball, he would then step ahead of the Celtic strikers, got it, and he would drive those times.
I've seen the one
all
he
the way through.
He was superb.
He was super.
A great bit of journalism punditry.
That's magnificent.
Journalism.
You know what, journalist, that's what he's calling himself.
The only thing I would say with St Mirren, and don't bite my head off, but what I think they lack that match winner or match winners. I don't think they've got a lot of creative players in their team.
I'd go along with that.
And that's why I feel where Kilmarnock have.
Dundee have got better.
Yep. I think Kilmarnock have got better. And I think, listen, they deserve all the credit in the world, St Mirren, for a team.
But they're more dogged, is what they are. Like. They're more organised, right. They're more kind of hard to beat, they're more kind of, as a unit, they're a good, I mean, again, they've for top six 2 years in a row, potential European football this year, so they've done great. But you're right, they maybe just struggle for that pass, that bit of guile of like to go and create things, but they're a good team as a whole.
Hibs and Motherwell miss it. How was the mid amongst the boys, Andy? How was the game? Was it a nervy game?
Wasn't it a good game?
Was it not? Nah. Did you tell it was?
It wasn't. See, to be honest though, wasn't it a date in nerves? I think the wind definitely played its part, but the first 66 up to Hibs scored. It wasn't a great game, and it was one of the games where you thought whoever scores the first goal is probably going to go on to win it. But then obviously when we go 1-0 down, we need to win the game. Draw isn't good to us, so we go gung-ho, 4-2-4, and then Hibs will be disappointed that they don't then make the most of sort of easy counter-attacking opportunities, to be honest, because we're just chasing the game. But then obviously you get the goal in the 94th minute and then to have an unbelievable chance to win it in the 96th. But then what's obviously the it means it means nothing when you find out that Dundee obviously draw.
Was
but
it
still
the old one on
the
radio on the bench with Peter, somebody listening to the radio?
No, Nade knew, because you see the reaction when we missed a chance last minute. All the boys are done because you think just missed that chance to get top six.
So
Nade knew what the score was.
Who did you think was the standout players in the game?
In the Motherwell
Hibs
game.
Aye.
I'll tell you if you're miles off or close.
The best player in the pitch,
aye.
Lennon Miller.
I was going to say I wouldn't really say anyone was the best on the pitch, but
what did you like Miller?
Nah. I'll always accept Lennon as a shout.
Just he's playing through the lines.
It wasn't a great game. It wasn't. But
by the way, it's a long shot that you were going to get in the top.
It was incredible
to get that win the week before, just to keep it alive. Like, it was always going to be a long shot that Dundee never got 1 point over the particularly against Aberdeen.
And January, February, whatever it was. Well, third bottom.
That's
I think it's acceptable for Motherwell just to miss out on top six. Right.
Well, like, when you go, was it 17
Hibs
games?
Hibs and Aberdeen.
By the way, see, for talking in terms of budgets.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
So absolutely.
See, have a fighting chance of getting the top. I think it's a decent season for Hibs and Aberdeen.
I think my dark horse to start of the season was Motherwell.
Was it?
I thought they could have done it this year.
Why did you think that?
Just so I thought the way they had finished.
Right.
And I thought if they then made a couple of improvements, I know they were going to lose Van Veen, but if they had got improvements to kind of make up for the goals that he got in the team, then I thought they were the chances. They're no far away. Obviously, you're a kick of the ball almost away from being in the top six. But I didn't Hibs and Aberdeen. Like
Kettlewell and Stevie Fayle actually celebrated in the horseshoe bar after they're delighted.
Buzzing, weren't they? Absolutely
buzzing. But Hibs and Aberdeen, holy fuck.
Well, can I just ask, Kenny, do you think there's pressure in McGovern to keep his job because he's not made the top six?
Aye.
I seen something the day that somebody saying that he'll not be there next year.
That wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying he should. They should change them, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. There's been new investment in there, heavy investment that will be coming. they need to decide if they believe he's the right man to take the club forward, because all this really came in mid-season. It came in after four league games. You know, it's four league games. You've had 29 games to this moment to accumulate the points to get top six and then push to get European football. But if you go back a year, Hibs actually only got into the top six. I know this is not nothing to do with Montgomery. Only got into the top six on the last game. It was only because Livingston never won that Hibs got into the top six. And then they get into fifth and they get European football. Like, listen, it's great. But to have a similar season again and no really have moved it forward, just miss it again, they've just missed it. But even if they'd just got in, I'm still saying that's not enough. And I don't think it'll be enough for these new investors. So it wouldn't surprise me if they did look at it and think, you know what, we don't believe. Because it's not about what he's done or what he's done for me. They need to believe that he's the man to take the club forward. And if they do, fine, go and roll with it and see how it goes. But if they don't, I wouldn't be waiting to see how this would start. If they've got to, it's up for them to decide. And, you know, I think that's the discussions and what they'll be deciding now, whether if he's going to be there next year or not.
Seen a Hibs fan on Twitter saying he's desperate for them to go and get Derek McInnes.
Would Dale go?
That would be a question for the boys, I think.
Would you say?
Dale would go?
I don't think he would.
But he's built at Kamara, I don't. But if these new investors come in, then maybe he would.
Well, Murph, for the point that...
By all accounts, they're going to be good investment as well. That's going to be their... Whoever is in charge, whether it be Montgomery or somebody else, they're going to be given every possible chance to then go and succeed, whatever that looks like. Again,
I mean, what else can he do with Kelly?
Well, Matt,
going to go and finish third? I don't think so.
Well, Matt, I'm merely thought that if Derek McInnes just keeps doing what he's doing at Kilmarnock, then surely his next ambition is doing it in England. Or,
like, is
would they then? Yeah. Would they then go to Hibs? For me, I'd be surprised if he did.
It's still a step up.
Is that a bigger club?
Yeah, I agree.
Of course it is.
But,
and by the way, you might have three times the budget to go and actually
and you're going up in it.
Well, listen, he's done a brilliant job at Kilmarnock. Maybe surprising Aberdeen, I've known. Maybe again, if you're talking about bigger clubs in the league, again, he's always been there. But maybe even having a chat about it, going, I've seen that mentioned that he could have went back. But I think if Hibs come calling for Derek McInnes, I think it'd be a hard one for him to knock back, because like you've said, I think everything goes up. You know, the money you have available to go and get, again, he's recruited brilliant with Kilmarnock. Could he go and replicate that with more money and get better players? Because Hibs, let's be honest, Hibs, Hearts and Aberdeen, they all should be fighting for third, way Rangers and Celtic compete for the league. That is effectively your league. You know, and at this moment in time, I don't know what it is, 20-odd points that they're behind Hearts, like, that's not good enough. Same for Aberdeen, for that matter.
You said to me when you were in Kilmarnock that it's one of the best team spirit you've seen in a squad.
I honestly...
That's what Dale creates, isn't it? Because I think he's Aberdeen team.
Incredible, when I'm speaking to the boys and they absolutely love it. Half the pitch are all very close as well, but just that vibe when you walk in there, you can tell how... That doesn't really make sense. Looking at somebody in the dressing room tells you how good they're on the pitch, but you can just feel the way the atmosphere is in the dressing room. You can see they love being there. As you say, the recruitment's been incredible.
And they're winning, you know, so they've had success, so it just builds confidence and belief.
I would love to see... And I want to keep your best managers here, but I would love to see Dale doing and proving it in England again, because he didn't work the first time when he went down there for him, and people maybe throw that at him. I'd like to see him, because he's a top manager, and I would love to see him going down there again.
Do you know what they've built as well? A squad. Like, a Kilmarnock, with all due respect, good Kilmarnock size in the past, have probably got a strong 11 maybe, or a strong 13-14. They've actually got a very good squad throughout the pitch in terms of they get injuries in certain areas.
Yeah.
Boys that are coming in that are proven at this level, done very well for Derek or Kilmarnock.
And you know what? I think their owners as well have actually went and backed it as well since they've came back up. They've probably have spent a wee bit more money. They've invested well in the team. And what they've done is, more often than not, that recruitment has been, it's nailed on. Even if it's, I mean, when you see, I think you were saying that a couple of weeks ago, Andy, sign Van Veen and Greg Stewart. My good, by the way, they can't get in the team.
Can they play, no?
You can't get in the team because of how good Watkins has been, or Armstrong, or Kennedy, or and Vassell. They've been superb. So these guys kind of get in their team. Big signings that they made in January.
St Johnston did look like they had a cut of chance against Kelly. The boy up front looks a handful. Didn't he nearly scored another fucking
goal? I know, but Kelly looked as if they had bundles of chances.
I mean, they could have had eight.
Aye.
Looked like they could have had
eight. I think Kelly, again, you're talking about Kilmarnock.
Unbelievable you had that, mate. I knew that was a can of Coke.
Never knew you were having a drink.
Big red thing shining through the paper thin paper.
You're trying to get your old job back, haven't you?
The bottom two positions we talked about, St Johnston there, Ross County, I don't think they'll be in it.
That's the thing, mate.
They're home record.
See that result? Like, what that's done for the top of the table and the bottom of the table, just the last five games is in the play for.
Can Aberdeen, can they still get pulled in?
Yeah.
I think Dundee United are in the same position that Aberdeen are in now, in terms of the points difference, where they went in the top six last year.
It's a dangerous situation to be in, because Slaney's just saying there about the, okay, there you go, boom. They might think they've nothing to play for. By the way, and they've been poor all season. See if that level even drops again with Ross County, even St Johnstone. We need to win, we need to get points. They could just get, great, I think, point. The first fixture could be vital. Like, if Ross County were to get a win, St Johnstone gets something and Aberdeen were to lose. Imagine one of them are playing against each other. I mean, that's going to be a monster game to just drag Aberdeen back into it. So it's, they're not out of it. I mean, it would be incredible to say or think that Aberdeen could fall into that second bottom spot, but it's only 5 points.
Yeah.
You've seen teams top six or bottom six no win games after the split. You know, if Aberdeen were to do that, they'd be in big trouble.
I can't see it, by the way. Your dad does the splits.
He does the splits every year. That's why I wanted to stop. I can see it. We hang.
Well, that's why this game, the Dundee Rangers game, needs to be on, because they need to announce the fixtures. Aye.
Well, they can do it now, though, can't they? They can do the fixtures now because they can go through it. So we expect to hear that in the next kind of couple of days, I would imagine.
Do you think Aberdeen will just go with Peter leaving at the end of the season?
They said a month ago that they were close to appointing the manager.
But then Bernard Langer had the Masters, didn't it? So that put their appointment back.
Is that boy for Sweden, innit?
Who says he's meant to be the most boring guy?
Most boring person in Sweden. That was just genuinely a journalist came out and said that. The death of the headlines, you'll never see it in sort of controversial. Right?
And Johan Malby's face with him, so that tells you how boring he must be.
Fuck me, he was a boring guy.
Coming as his assistant, isn't he?
Who? Is that his assistant?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
That would be a good story. Like, handsome draws back up in Scotland.
Yeah.
But I think they should go and get a manager now. They seem like they need that wee bit of.
I don't think they'll get it at noon. I think they'll wait till the end of the season.
I think they definitely look better under Peter leaving, but listen, it wasn't going to be that difficult with how it went with Neil Warnock for that sort of 6 week period or whatever it was. But again, who knows?
I think it would be, if they could, I don't know if there's things behind the scenes that are stopping it through Elfsborg, maybe wanting him to stay or whatever, but if he could come now, I think it would be massive benefit to him and Aberdeen,
yeah, okay,
to get their new manager in and at least let him see a month of what the league is, let him see the opposition, let him get a feel for the place and then get him ready to prep. Coming in, listen, there's no doubt he'll be watching games now, and it's being inside, living it. Like you've said about Kilmarnock, you go into a place and you feel the energy that's positive. He might get and think, well, this is no good.
Yeah.
We need to change this. And it probably will be that kind of thing, but you only get that when you're in a building and you feel it, you feel the energy of people and how they're going about their business. So if they could get him in now, it would be a massive boost for them.
I actually really like Aberdeen's team. Centre halves, I think, they're poor. I do think defensively they're the right back's outstanding, but the centre halves are poor. But if I was a manager going in there, especially a manager that I know they've not appointed one, but would like to play.
But Shinny's a combative midfield player. I don't think he's one that goes nits the game together.
But I like Clarks, I like Barron.
Dundee looked like the three Dundee players in the middle of the pitch like miles better than them Saturday to me, mate. And again, I'm only going on half highlight.
You know what it is, though? I agree with you, because I absolutely agree with you. As footballers on paper,
aye,
they look like they've got a good squad. Mate, they're shot to pieces. You're right, Dundee. Bye, that's, I was at the game a few weeks ago as well. Dundee ran over the top of them that night as well. Absolutely ran over the top of them. So it's like McCowan and they're all playing at the top of the game. Cameron, Boateng's been in there. They're all at the top of the game. These boys are shot to pieces. Mm. By the way, they've been in the team. Warnock had them out the team. Mm. Now they're back into the team. You've got McGrath, you can throw him in there as well. You could have Shinny, Clarkson, McGrath ahead of them. You know, Povara's kind of been in there as well, playing as the attack when they've got good players. But
got a good wide player.
Listen, they're not playing well.
Hoylett, Duke. Duke's obviously not been the same player this year, but that goes on what you're talking about in terms of a manager getting the best of him.
Player, do you think?
No. I wouldn't say so, no. But I just always find it funny when you hear, oh, I think Warnock said that Aberdeen need a big overhaul in players. Like, you kidding on?
But it's just a cop out, really, isn't it? That's what that is.
The budget they're spending, are they getting somebody in that's better than Duke, Miovsky, Clarkson, McGrath? Are they getting boys in that's better than that for 3-4 grand a week?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Because for me, I agree. I think in terms of on paper,
they've just not got the best. You know what else they've not done? You talk about Dundee, Kilmarnock and St Mirren. They are three teams with way smaller budgets than an Aberdeen, for instance. They know exactly what they're doing. Every single week, you could pick their team. You could pick their formation. You know, and it's been the same right through. They've had that kind of 12, 13, 14 players that they've probably been the starters for the majority of the season. Aberdeen have went back three, back four, because they're searching. Duke's been in, Duke's been out, McGrath's been out, Clarkson's been out. They've been chopping and changing all over the place because, by the way, they've been searching for it, and ultimately they've no found a way to play, and they're getting nowhere near the best out of the individuals within that group, and that's why they keep chopping and changing. That's why they're
disappointing,
sitting ninth.
You think they'll be safe, Paul? You'll be fine.
I know, just be safe, aye.
Just because of Nicky.
He will, aye. But I think St John's will be that team.
That'll be second bottom.
Aye, second bottom. I think it'll be them out front of that.
Right, put your sheets down, lads. Paul Slane's going to give us a rundown of the Celtic game for the first minute to 90. Take it away. Wait till you hear it.
Oh, I better get it right. I was there.
The voice noted me this last night, mate. It's incredible.
I didn't even voice note it, didn't I? What? Listen, I was at the game.
Don't panic now and don't get nervous.
No,
this is your time.
No, I didn't just get back. So I want, listen, the first half wasn't great. St Mirren were actually played quite well, wasting a bit of time. I'm not a big fan of that. For me, listen, have your say if you want, but I'm not a big fan. I'm there to win a game no matter who I play against. But the tactical bit I'll give you why it wasn't working was every time Kuhn got the ball, Yang got the ball, they're coming inside. That's where all St Mirren's bodies are. You see Celtic setting goal, Johnson and outside whipping that ball in, very hard to defend against. So that's what was lacking in the first half. They were coming into all their bodies. Tati gets a world of goal in the second half, and then Celtic were outstanding in the second half.
So what changed second half, sorry, mate? Putting more crosses into wider areas?
Goals changes games.
Get in the mixer. Just get in the mixer.
Goals
change. Take a yoga.
Goals changes games. Goals changes games. So the Tati scores.
Would you see in this situation, would you like to switch so Kuhn's going on the outside? Where the space is?
No, I just think when you get fire that, I would like to see that overlap really quick. Johnson obviously does it for the second goal. But again, as well, when Kuhn, they didn't have better quality when they're coming in. Kuhn's final ball and Yang's final, isn't good enough. And on Saturday, it just wasn't anywhere near good enough.
What's your thoughts on an eight running round on the outside?
Listen, however you want it, eight, two, whoever.
An overlapping eight should be banned for football.
You don't like it, man? No. Running out wide, isn't it?
No, running out wide.
Why is your number eight overlapping?
If they're playing narrow.
I'm saying
are coming narrow, that space isn't there for the eight to run in, is it?
Well, then it's your fullback.
I'm just asking if you or the eight going in there.
Nah.
Shot to pieces, that was that eight overlapping run. Absolutely. Shot down in flames.
So is that what Johnson obviously does that for the second goal, didn't he?
Brilliant, but 95.
It's a delivery.
95.
That's a great delivery.
No, brilliant. Do you see that great delivery and brilliant? 95% of fans watching that, used to included, will see the delivery. I take it back to Tati with the throw in down at Celtic's a and half.
I'd never seen that.
Did you know?
Wasn't in the highlights.
I wasn't. So the throw in, he throws it to Tati and it's deep in Celtic's half, and he just reverses it and takes about three or four St Mirren bodies out, and then
he shells it in the channel.
He put it to the other centre half, to the right centre half.
Seen him do it loads of times, man. Because
I thought he was just going to bounce it back, where St Mirren are set up in their shape.
Dummies it and runs and it across his body.
Goes across, and then it opens up for Johnson, and it was brilliant. And Tati.
See your standout, Paul?
He's brilliant, mate, isn't he? He's a real deal.
Yep.
Aye. What did you take for the game, mate? Because you were there as well.
Aye. I thought, you've pretty much nailed it, mate. First half was poor. Second half, goals change games, mate.
There you go.
Get the goal. If the whole thing changes, could have been four or five at the end.
But that is the thing.
St Mirren done well first half, though, by the way. They done
Gogic
well
for what
they
needed to.
Gogic was superb. They had opportunities as well. Kilty probably should score. They had another.
Olasanya.
Right, yeah. Had Olasanya.
There was another chance, by the way. There was one more chance that came in the first half, because Olasanya was a tough one. He's kind of wide. But there was another chance. Was it a header? Maybe a header? Anyway, I don't know. There are two or three good opportunities, but they still wanted to defend a lot. Celtic had a lot of the control. I mean, I think they were up at 74%, even in the first half, of possession, but they just wanted to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question for you. Adamida, 6 million, could you take him, yes or no? We spoke about Bernardo last week.
No, you can't take him for 6 million to be a second choice striker.
No.
Can't do it.
Do you not think he's good enough to become the first choice striker now?
He's never playing ahead of Kyogo. No. I think he's done really, and I like him. I think, you see, last week in the Old Firm game, Rangers came out the second half. We were poor in the first half, so they were really good. But Rangers went aggressive in the second half and went right on top of them. And you could see they were looking for, we're hitting up to Kyogo here. By the way, straight away, Brendan was like, right, you, Adam, on you go, Kyogo, off you come. And they went, and they were getting a bit of success with it. By the way, to the extent, Philippe Clement took Goulton off. And at the end of the game, maybe could have done it earlier, because Ida was getting a bit of joy. But as soon as he seen that, he thought, you know what, I'm going to go a wee bit more direct. But I don't mind it, because you're on.
That's
it. Go and support it and go and play it.
100%
he does.
But so, is that not all for me? And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying for a minute I think O's better than Adam Eder, but you're spending 6 million to replace Adam Eder.
That's why you're not. That's why you're not doing it.
Can he, based on
he obviously
that,
doesn't fancy O at all, does he?
No.
I think O's looked all right, to be honest with you.
Very limited.
Number two, he's no replacing Kyogo, but
yeah. Very limited game time as well, and even more so now that Eder's been in the building, but he's. You can't spend £6 million on a backup striker.
What, seven and nine, I would like to
bring him in, but again,
the question would be, if Kyogo went, would you then go and do it? Could he be your number one? Could he be your main number nine? If Kyogo
went, he's looked really good, I think, since coming in, as you said, but 6 million is a lot. I would like to bring him in, but I don't
know. He's quick and powerful.
And he's big.
Yeah.
I never actually realised how big he was.
You've seen that actually for the goal. Mm-hmm. Is it the second or the third goal where he's, I think it was the third goal where he's actually in a leg race and he just gets there, he bullies the guy, gets it. It was the third goal, and then it was like it was a 4v1. He was the one that got there. Again, he was second favourite to get there. Pace got him there. Power got in. Bumped the centre back. Then it was late to Jamesy Forrest and he went through.
He has changed a lot of games in the Motherwell game. I was at. He brought him on at half time.
He changed the game,
didn't he? He was really good.
He scored 2v Hibs.
Yep.
The penalty, and he scored really important goals for Celtic. Even V Rangers last week, it goes.
Listen, I think he's done great, and I think he brings something different to the team. I don't think you can spend £6 million to be your second choice striker. I think you need to be £6 million signing for Rangers Celtic. You need to improve your team.
Something decent out there for less than £6 million.
Well, Kyogo.
It was Kyogo.
But that was that market, wasn't it? I think they'll go back in that.
Listen, I think Shanklin will still come into the conversations for both Rangers and Celtic in the summer.
Think you'd get Shanklin for less than £6 million?
Oh, easy.
You're left in his contract.
Would you get for
Rangers had to sign him. See, if Rangers signed him, they'd be right up waiting now.
Think.
Oh, even yesterday I was sitting there thinking that. Listen, obviously it needs to work.
Shank was a joke yesterday, by the way. Again, I only watched highlights, but it was a joke.
What a football player, man.
Touch, vision, awareness, assists, goals.
Well, he's part of all four goals.
Yeah.
Mm. The first two goals is obviously the cutback. The third one is we outside of the corner.
Incredible, mate.
The corner that gets the penalty. For me, he's absolute nailed on player of the year this year.
Has been a standout for Celtic Rangers this year, isn't it?
O'Reilly, the first 6 months.
Throughout the season.
See, for Tav not to get it. When he's sitting, what is he sitting behind Shanklin? So you're talking about Shanklin's got 21, 22 league goals, 21.
15.
No, he's got more now. 16 or 17 he's got. He's 4 or 5 goals behind Shanklin. For me, Shanklin is. I think Tav would be very, very unlucky not to get it. You've had your forms this week. Has it been filled in this week? So it comes in at this time. So I think imagine James Tavernier for fullback, wins the League Cup and has 25 goals for fullback.
But that,
don't get player of the year.
That's the issue of filling out the form
early.
Now,
six games to go.
And the manager one's a crazy one. My argument right now is
where would Hearts be without Lauren Shanklin this season? Whereas if I say where would Rangers be without Tav, it'd be second. Do you know what I mean? Where they currently are.
Probably so 15 points back though, I would say.
No, seriously, would they? Voted for your pal every year,
100%. It's a waste. I don't know, but see, what was I going to
do? You want me to tell you what I wrote for my team of the year? Oh no, we did a wee thingy that I wait.
No, I tell you exactly before ending, Who'd you put go?
Well, wait.
No, I tell it now. But you can see what you've put for that, and then it might change by.
Are you changing?
So I wait because one of them caused a massive debate, and I'm no use willing to like it straight away.
Right.
He's the best centre half in the league for me, but I never put Carter Vickers in it because when I filled out the form, he played 14 games. So how can I put him in my team of the year?
I don't mind that.
But I've
got to be in it, Andy.
Fat best centre half in the league. So I went Butland, Tav, Golds and Suter. Butland, Tav, Frankie Kent, Lewis Mayo. I went Alex Cochrane purely because Owen Beck's played two games since January. My midfield three was O'Reilly, Luke McEwen and Lundstrom. And my front three was Miofsky, Shankland, Danny Armstrong.
Not bad.
Solid team.
I think Luke McEwen, people would disagree with me, but
I think he should definitely be in it, Luke McEwen.
Well, who's the alternative?
McGregor.
Carl McGregor, he is the main one.
Aye. Carl McGregor's not on it.
Again, he's one of the ones though. Carl McGregor's probably going to be a victim of how good he's been for the last 10 years.
I was just going to say, he's not at that level.
So maybe that's why, should he be in there probably, but I found it very hard to put Luke McEwen in.
Snoozing a Coca-Cola, mate, honestly.
Caffeine right up through the roof.
this
might be a question this might be stupid because I don't know if the answer is obvious. When was the last time somebody won player of the year that wasn't the Celtic or Rangers? If Shanklin does win it this season?
Great question.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think
it was that long, was it? All?
Charles Cook no win it that year with Ross County.
Did Charles Cook win player of the year?
Are you checking that for me, please?
Charles Cook never won player of the year. He was nominated, I don't think he won it.
Craig Gordon no won it.
He won it 2 years ago. Aye, Craig
Gordon.
Player
of the year?
He won the Masters. Was it in all the sports writers? Was it in all the sports writers?
By the way, you've been
are you talking about players player of the year?
Master Betting.
Are you talking about players player of the year?
No, the...
PFA.
Aye, PFA.
Oh, players player of the year.
I think you won the tuxedo.
Did you wear it?
No, I never went.
Van Veen?
Nah, he never, mate.
He was a big boy that got arrested on Higden, wasn't it, for his mother?
Yeah. He won. He won player of the year. Well, that was years ago.
He might be the last one.
No, he won player of the year.
He might be the last one.
Higden's the last one.
Is it? Wow.
What year was that?
Higden was the last one that won PFA player of the year outside.
Craig Gordon got must have been the sports writers.
Wow. That's incredible, isn't it?
What a question.
Go on, give us the last ones. Who is that?
Who's the last ones with Higden?
Carl McGregor.
Hands.
There you go, aye.
Wow. Brilliant.
That's Michael Pentland, by the way. Instagram at Adam. Have a wee look, check of it.
That's mental, by
the way. Did you watch the UFC?
I did. Unreal.
Amazing.
Unreal.
I just turned it into a UFC podcast.
Aye.
I'm carry, I'm out of it.
What question would you ask?
It's one of the best fights I've ever seen.
What is he doing, though? H.A. Dane in it. Just go away
from him. Just getting drilled into it. Well, that's why it's called the BMF belt, mate. Because they need to prove that that's what they are, and that's why they stood in the middle of the ring to exchange and they got cleaned out in the last second of the fight.
Last second, knocked out, eating the can.
Is that your podcast done? Or
that's it done.
That was just brilliant.
Was there a wee bit of need on that?
Filled it.
Was a wee man there?
Get a bit excited there.
He does it for the season. What a miss for Celtic that is, eh?
Huge miss.
Yeah. I think, listen, they'll still win probably every other game. By the way, they might win all their games, but I think it's more a massive loss looking forward to Celtic Park. Keeping James Tavernier going back that way, and a game that probably Rangers will need to win
100%
because he keeps him quiet again, because he's in the mind, he needs to run behind. Mm-hmm. He's got his pace, he's got his pressing again going back. I don't think there's anybody who'll be able to track him the way Tav, the way that Maeda does. So he'll be a lost in that.
I've been surprised you, Kyogo left wing and Need up front.
Kyogo
can't, because Rangers are going to come after him again, aren't they? Kyogo, could Kyogo do that sort of running that Maeda does, you know? Yeah.
Kills him going the other way.
Yeah,
and actually winning the ball back. Yeah, that's what it's made. It's not just pressing, he's actually powerful, affecting the ball and winning it back.
That's a big miss.
But I tell you what, it's mad that we just spoke about Celtic at Mern, even though they're going to get deducted the 3 points for making six subs.
See, because you get concussion a lot, we're going to bring a sub to stand behind that curtain. And anytime you get.
Mate, he said to me in the coup, sure, maybe I'll just replace me with Bobby Madden. Every answer I just said Bobby Madden said this.
Have you heard of that rule before? I'd never heard of it.
No, so I was sitting there, all the Celtic fans are screaming at Rodgers and Kennedy going, "You can't make the sub.
Don't bring him on."
Mate, that's what they're doing. So Kennedy's turned and started laughing and was like,
it was not to do with the sixth sub, it was because it was Jamesy that was coming
in. Fucking cut. Rubbish.
I must say, I was going on a kind of open all mics duty, and I did get a bit excited.
Did you?
Oh, what's happening here? And it came through, there's been a concussion. Has there been a concussion sub? I went, not at all.
Texting Doncaster,
not at all.
Just checking the cell again.
And then it was explained to me because it was Bewomo who went off with a head knock in the first half.
I don't
which gives both teams.
Both teams getting it, just because it's not fair, one gets it.
It
must be, aye.
But that's not right. Celtic having to get a concussion. And I'm not just saying, I'm not meaning that game, I mean any game. Shouldn't it be the both teams? It should be the team who has the guys.
Stephen Robinson will not want to make six subs. Celtic will love to make six subs.
Would you like it to go back to three subs, just in general?
I think it's better for keeping players happy,
subs.
Mate.
But see, I also think
we'll get another penis money. Like,
that was the best.
Well, chairman's not going to hate that, wouldn't they?
My big thing with five subs is that I thought it would then see an upturn in young academy players making appearances. I don't know if that's turned out that way, to be honest with you. It seems as if clubs are just making their squads bigger to fill up with their first team players. That's why I wanted five subs in the first place. But do you remember back in the day, you would have had it probably?
Under 21 rule. And that was only three subs came on.
See if you've got nine in the bench with five subs.
I really benefited from that.
That rule got me a flat in Hamilton, mate.
That's what I mean.
What is it?
That rule
needs to come back.
There were so many daddies, mate. There were so many daddies.
What a time I had.
Honestly, the daddies at me Celtic bench.
It came in 99.
The bench a full year, mate.
99, 2000 it was, I'm sure it came in.
Win bonus.
And that was my kind of breakthrough year at Hibs, and I was always going to be on the bench. And then going to Rangers, I was still an under 21, so I was always going to be.
Why did they get rid of that rule?
Don't know.
Guys like him making the dough.
I think it was.
It's called the Ferry Law. The Ferry.
Absolutely rinsed it, man.
But Celtic, there was a stat, and maybe it says every year, but there was a stat yesterday that Celtic have scored like 20
subs
in the last sort of 15 minutes. So is it unfair in teams in Scotland that Celtic Rangers have got much bigger budget, have got much bigger squads, that they can make these five subs than the other teams? Well, haven't they got?
See, under Ange, the amount of times they won games because he brought fucking five subs on in 70 minutes.
Is it unfair then in Scotland that the five sub rules are real?
Well, I'm not a part of Rangers or Celtic, and I still think I'd like the five subs.
There was a quadruple sub by the way at Celtic Park.
The six and seven subs and they've made five and you're still not getting on, you're like, what fucking
it's embarrassing.
There was only three getting on, there was four of you.
Why is it
there?
No seven subs?
By the way, by the way, it's you and the goalie. It's you and the goalie.
It's just you and the goalie, so it's just you on it. Imagine he puts the goalie on it for you. Concussion, right, the goalie getting ready.
So bring back the under 21 for the bench for me.
Think so.
Aye, I'd love to see that again.
Where were you when that rule was in play? You were obviously.
So that was Hibs. That was my breakout year at Hibs.
And that got you on the bench?
Listen, I might have been on the bench anyway, but you just never know.
Yeah.
There had to be two in the matchday squad. So I was probably the furthest ahead of the younger players at that time, so I was happy days.
And I would say back then there was more young players coming through now.
Aye,
that had played a part in it. Because even that came at Celtic, like, Celtic were bringing through loads of players at that time, eh?
Yeah.
Like Maloney came through at that time with that role, McGeady, John Kennedy at that time, Beatty Boy, your mate. There's loads of young players in the squad, eh?
Well, that's why I'd be interested to see since the five sub rules been introduced. Has there been more academy players or young players getting appearances?
The thing is, if you look through it, again, look at your club. What, you've got Lennon Muller, who will be in the matchday squad every week, as long as he's fit. Is there anybody else?
Well, in terms of made appearances, Dylan Wells has played, Luca Ross has played, Matt Ferry's played, Lennon's played. That's four academy players straight away. They're all 18 or under.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nobody the rule. But again, it just guarantees two of them on the bench all the time. So
did that rule get you on, or was it
away by then? So just based on ability.
Once.
How many times you on the bench? No, just know that game that you played. How many times?
Funnels, wasn't it?
Lots. I was on the bench for Benfica Champions League, and a couple of league games. But I don't like the rule, do you, but the 21 rule, and it's not about no bringing Scottish boys through. I think you should be there on merit, no, because
Stratton used to say it all the
time. No, listen, I actually agree with that as well, to be honest with you. I do, but like, surely you've got if you're doing your job right and your academy's operating properly, surely there's going to be two players running about 19, 20 year old that are ready to be involved. You know, so you're not just getting thrown in there for the sake of it, you're actually floating about the first team already. Mm. If you're not, and you're just like, by the way, who are we putting on the bench this week? Because we need to get two on here, and you're now scrambling about your academy to find two players. Then you're not doing your job.
He's quite funny.
Get Ferry in.
Personality. Tell jokes on the bench.
He's trying to grow that mouse up. Let's get him in.
I would also say, though, first team players need to be their own merit.
Nah, you're spot on.
Right, absolutely.
First team players at clubs probably shouldn't be in squads that they're in. So get these boys in, man.
See, when you were on the bench at Celtic, did you clock where your dad was sitting every time?
Aye,
did you sit in the same seat? Would you have to?
Aye, but he was up the tap, but you'd always see him as soon as that final sub, you'd see him gone.
Just caught the road.
Meet the traffic, innit? He's not playing, I'm beat the traffic.
Right, last week, lads, semi-finals take place.
Wow.
Can you see any other than a Celtic Rangers final?
No chance.
No, the Hearts were Rangers after?
Nah, can't see it.
A game on Wednesday, if there's a game
I think that'll be the closer one. Or there's more likely to be Hearts, but I just don't think it'll. I don't think it'll happen. I think you'll be looking at an Old Firm Cup final come May.
I always think with the semis as well. It's like, would I be surprised that, for example, Rangers and Hearts finish one each? No, I wouldn't. But then extra time, 30 minutes. You always fancy Rangers and Celtic to go through in these games. I can't see anything but Rangers and Celtic final.
You actually prefer a semi to the final, don't you?
100%. 100%.
You see any other than Celtic and Rangers?
You know, I would have said that, I mean, assert Celtic and Rangers, but just recently, obviously, Rangers form, and Hearts are playing well. They're playing well, so, you know, that's probably the game that might throw up a wee spanner on the works.
Mary's going to go at it?
I'll be there, yep.
Working?
Yep. I'll be there on Sunday. No, just Rangers Hearts.
Wait, where are you going to go for it?
It's just been a gaff.
Who's gaff?
Mine.
On your own?
Who's? I know, but I just needle. Myself just
watching the house eye.
Just you holding the wee needle.
That is brilliant. I love this time of the season. Amazing.
I don't like watching games with people. You can't, unless I'm
you,
there.
You don't take it in.
No, totally.
I would never go to somebody's house to watch a game of football. Never.
But I carry it, would you not?
Never. Oh, I hate it.
I like that.
People talk to you during the game.
You didn't watch a game of just.
That's
some
what
of the shouts. Like some of the shouts you hear from people are brutal.
Oh, and honestly.
The shouts of the refs, mate, to Damien.
Aye.
Let's take what school he went to.
But even like even if like, you watch it with your dad or something.
Always ends up naked, doesn't he?
Wait, him, he's got a bit of dig about him.
Nah, he digs.
He's got a bit of dig.
He knows what it means to him, that man. He knows what it means.
No, Celtic supporters in that team.
Kenny, what's happening? Are you wanting to get back in?
Aye, desperately.
Is it number one, is it number two?
Either. Just want to get back involved in a group, innit?
Do you think this will be the summer? Sorry, mate.
Not at all.
Well, East Kilbride have trimmed our squad.
Oh, we'll get
sacked. 25 down to 23, so there's two spaces.
Kenny, without saying clubs, have you put your name in for anything?
No.
No. Just wait for them to approach you.
Would you if someone comes up?
If the right thing was there, I would, aye. Listen, if you want to go for it, you need to go for it. You know, you can't just be hanging with that, because that'll no happen, by the way. The phone will no ring. You need to go for it. You know, you need to be ahead of what's going on, and you need to kind of go make your play for it, and hopefully get a chance to get in front of somebody. Not just get the job, get a chance to speak to them about the job. So, aye.
Would you go abroad, Kenny, now?
Aye.
You would, mate? Yeah.
You can't pick and choose, but you go for a job, eh?
Is that definitely what you ought to do, be a manager, aye, mate, huh?
Manager will be involved with somebody else, who'll be his assistant, be his coach, absolutely.
Mm. Kenny, would you ever go into like known a cat, like say an under 18s or Celtic or Rangers, and then kind of work your way through? Would you?
Aye. If it was the right academy, aye. Yeah.
I think we need more guys like him in academies, mate.
Today,
100%.
On another level, I might come along and train me East Kilbride for a couple of nights by, because I've got a game for wee Craig Brun.
Come up any time, mate, 100%.
And, June the 2nd is a wee kind of memorial game for him. I need to get myself back in the action, so I might need a wee bit of facilities and
you put anytime you can come up, mate. We'd love to hear.
They always seen you were outstanding in that Queen of the South game.
Match ball, mate. And up the road with the match ball.
Did you take the match ball, did you?
No, I'd never. Should have though.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Remember we did one of the best things we've ever done in the podcast. Remember we did the SPL best ever team, and you can only have one
player
for each nation. We should leave that with Kenny. I want to hear Kenny's for that. Brilliant.
You can think about that for the next time. Probably be one player for each team.
No, and one player for each nation.
Nation, uh-huh.
From.
So, SPL.
So what was in the wind? That's that? 99 it was then, is that right? Because it's changed again a few years back, didn't it? But 99.
Quick question, sorry, it was on the sheet from the about Maida and Tavernier, the rivalry between the two players. You ever have a player that you played against that you would always
brilliant
have a wee bit of needle with?
That word's got to get banned for a show.
I can't really think of any centre back ever.
Never, nah, no. Verbals are.
No, I'll tell you.
We did, because
I played against guys when he was at Coventry as well. When I was at Wolves, he absolutely mashed me. Did in one of the games. Only a young boy as well. But I've been a player against him, even though we're good mates with him. But I'll tell you, I had a good story with Big Gordon Greer. He was playing. He was at Kilmarnock at the time, and he was I played against him at Kilmarnock, right? And he's I can't remember. We're probably beating him. And we're having a wee bit of verbals back and forth. And I was like, Gordy, you're shite. You just need to shut up. He went, aye, I know him. And I went, right, okay. As long as we're in agreement then. We're both saying you're shite. So anyway, fast forward a few years. I'm playing against Big Gordy. He's at Brighton and I'm at Cardiff. And Brighton were just at the start of their time, right? Popping it about. So we were playing. Big Malky was the manager. We were just saw them. They play stuff. So I'm up there on my own. Gordon Greer's putting his foot on the ball, and I'm like, "That's oh my come god, on. This guy!" And he's going, "Come on!" I'm like, "No, I've got to stay in my zone." And eventually, I go out, and he just pops it past me, and he's like, "Who's shite now?"
Gordon's my captain. Spending great guy,
brilliant player as well, by the way. Really good player. Really good.
Pinging the ball with 2 feet, you actually surprised how good he was, eh?
I was actually raging that day. I'm sitting off them, and I've just had an argument with this guy 2 seasons before it. And he's just taking the piss, just foot on the ball, waiting for me to come and chase like a dafty.
Uh-huh. Gordy's one of the guys, nicest guy off the pitch, mate. I've never seen somebody so angry in training and games, mate.
No?
I'm talking.
I wouldn't expect
balls,
that.
Mate. Uh-huh.
He actually played in that game. He played in Dobbs' testimonial as well.
Gordy played, didn't he? Handsome big guy as well, isn't he?
Still playing, he can move well. I mean,
what a role he's got now.
Yeah?
He's got a Brighton.
The dream job, mate. First choice keeper and the loans manager for any club. It's the dream
loans,
job.
Do you just wonder about asking how the loans getting on? Is that what it is?
I think they go and watch them. They need to go and watch the game and help them develop, you know. But
that was David Weir's job. David Weir's now been bumped up since the guy left to go to Chelsea.
Well, he's left, aye. He's just went bump all the way up.
But he's still wiping his ass back to front.
Aye.
Front to back, sorry.
Andy, what about you? Rivalries on the pitch?
Nah. Brennan, again, that's what I was going to say. People will point to stuff like that, but for me, that was just I've had that with hundreds of players. Obviously, with an old firm, it's just a bit more. Aye. Obviously, there's way more eyes on it, but nah. I can honestly say I've never. I wouldn't say I dislike anyone I've ever played against. I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Both of you here, with Rangers and Celtic, was there ever a rivalry way two players? But that you played with somebody and they had a rivalry with a Celtic player?
Good question.
That's a good question, but it's tough to get back to you on that. Because there will be, definitely, I'm
Thompson
sure.
And Thompson and Rixon was brilliant.
That was a daisy.
But were they no mates?
They lived next to each other, they were hated each other. Oh, Rixon put a firework through your letterbox, didn't he?
I thought they were like mates, but then.
Sure, he did. Some of that, now.
You got a weekender for that these days.
Did he not do some of that? There was something.
I remember a story like that.
There was something like that.
I'm sure, Fergie would have had a few.
Lenny.
Maybe it'd be Lenny.
Fergie get sent half a minute park, he'd be the skinhead.
Aye.
6-2 again, mate.
Aye. Who else? I'm trying to think.
Do you remember Alan McCormick? This is so far below. Remember Alan McCormick playing Euro? I hated him. We used to play again, and then he signed for Swindon. But see, up until that point, I mean, hated each other, mate. On the pitch, fucking hated each other. And then he signed to end up being a good guy, so. But it's mad. So certain people that you fucking can't stand, mate.
No, there's definitely. I've never played against somebody I hate, but there's definitely boys on the pitch, I think you're just a fucking man, honestly. I remember when we played who did we play in the championship year? What was his name? He's been doing England done really well. And he was the mouthiest guy in the world. Falkirk. Remember what I'm talking about? No.
Centre midfielder?
Aye.
Jay Fulton?
No. When done to England, he's done really well. But he was so mouthy at Falkirk, it was incredible.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, midfield player, fair hair.
Aye.
Captain.
Usually the somersaults with
scored the goals. He used to score goals for distance. What was his name? I can see.
John Rankin.
Will Volks.
Is that Chef Wade? That's what
Mouthy as Enton.
Why is he that?
Oh, mouthy as Enton. But again, could I say I dislike it? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Not on a picture like that.
What? Giving you a bit like that?
Just everyone in general, aye.
What about you? You
know, doing the old, like, looking the back of people's jerseys and
that. Why is it? We're for Falkirk. I don't mind it by you.
Fuck, listen, that's a thing. You don't mind it, but.
Rodney
Talks.
Snyder.
He was at
Dundee United, wasn't he?
I was at Scotland, under 17. Caught me a wank during the game.
Why?
Don't know.
Because of what you did in Amsterdam.
You jealous, he is? No, but he was mouthy as well, mate. But I don't. You're bang on, Andy, about that. There's so many players, and I hate them, mate. The ones that are shouting about and fucking. I think that's a cover up. Well, what?
Insecurity.
But then as if they are this sort of fucking leader or this, just like your boots to the tongue.
You say like your boys to the tongue. Last question: if you bump into your old manager, do you still call him Gaffer?
Aye.
Most, definitely.
How come he's not your gaffer anymore?
Well, tell me, who have I bumped into?
Who have you bumped into?
My old manager.
Bernard?
Gaffer.
Did you? Definitely. Where did you bump into him after he left Rangers?
No, I've no, but I'm saying I would.
Have you never bumped into
him? No.
What?
Give me another one.
Ex-manager, have you bumped
into him?
Wank, you're right, wank.
That's a good way to end.
Hey, well done, boys.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.